Texte numéro 74. Revealed. The diets that will end our children's lives are decayed early. A generation of British school children is failing to heed the healthy living message and eating too much junk food and too few vegetables, exercising too little and drinking alarming amounts of alcohol. A countrywide survey of the lifestyles of children aged between 10 and 14 prompted fresh warnings of a looming obesity epidemic. Many of the children in school today risk dying a decade younger than their parents unless they radically change their lifestyles, one expert predicted. Ministers have so far spent £220 million on improving school meals after bowing to the campaign led by celebrity chef Jamie Oliver in 2005. The Healthy Schools programme has cost more than £40 million since it began in 2002. One of the surprising results of the survey is children's ignorance of how unhealthy their lives are. While three-quarters of those who responded said they were eating healthily, their details revealed otherwise. 40% skip breakfast at least once a week. According to the British Dietetic Association, the healthy eating message does not seem to be getting through. The proportion not having breakfast is worrying, especially among girls. There is a belief that skipping meals will help control their weight, but it is a myth. Alcohol campaigners were shocked by the survey's finding that 72% of children had tried alcohol, compared with just 5% who had tried cigarettes. Almost 3 in 10 had been drunk. It also revealed some shocking personal stories. A 14-year-old girl who started drinking at the age of 9 admitted to consuming Alcopops and vodka in a typical week, while a boy of 14, who had been drinking for 3 years, cited 5 cans of beer as typical. Only a minority play outdoors, so the government has expressed its determination to get children to exercise more. Ministers urged families to drag their children away from the television and take them outside for an hour's exercise a day. By 2010, the government hopes that all youngsters will spend at least 4 hours a week doing sport. But the survey shows that 17% of children don't do any exercise at all, and 48% do an hour or less. Sue Palmer, the author of Toxic Childhood, said, "For many children, play now means sitting down at a PlayStation. Games are something they buy for their Game Boys. But even computer games are more active than the mindless games of children who spend 4 or more hours a day staring at television." All this points to a degree of ignorance and carelessness in child rearing, which should be inexplicable in an age in which public knowledge is so widespread. Adapted from the Sunday Telegraph, December 2007.